There's a pack mentality in Tiny Township regarding eco-friendly events, and organizers of the July 15th Festival du Loup in La Fontaine are howling in delight with their effort. The 19th annual Festival du Loup, held in Parc La Fontaine, is a celebration based on the semi-fictional 1955 story Le Loup de La Fontaine by Father Thomas Marchildon, which recalled a terrorized community's triumph over a supernatural menace in the early days of the village. To make the wolf-themed event produce less waste product upon its conclusion, a greater push was made from last year's festival, with coordinator Denise Petitpas of La Mute happy to share their results. La Mute, the Wolf Pack, our committee, has been experimenting with going green for a few smaller events, notably our Franco-Ontarian flag raising in September, Petitpas said. We've learned some important lessons on how to go green. The motivation is the planet and the situation we face. We must all do our part. Last year, attendees were encouraged to reuse drinking cups and providers were asked to avoid plastic cutlery, which Petitpas admitted, had some effect but not much. For 2023, a green sponsor was found in Weathertight Windows and Doors, who gave La Mute the final push towards getting the closest possible to zero waste, through bamboo cutlery, paper cups and straws, and reusable bar cups. Unfortunately, going green is more expensive than using plastics and traditionally disposable things, said Petitpas. So our green sponsor and Tiny Township support were key in making this a reality. According to Recreation and Culture Director Bonita Desroches, Tiny has sponsored the festival since 2008. This year, over $6,000 was approved for in-kind contributions such as staff time and location usage, along with $1,270 in financial contributions. Tiny was also the first blue community in Ontario and third in Canada, as a municipality that recognizes water as a human right, bans the sale of bottled water in civic spaces, and supports the public ownership of water utilities. In order to support this commitment and thanks to capital funding received from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, 15 accessible and touchless waterfill stations will be installed in the fall 2023 at 12 municipal parks, 5 beach parks and 7 inland parks, including La Fontaine Park, Desroches told Midland Today through email. However, without those water refill stations installed prior to the festival, Petitpas shared that La Mute worked to find a solution. Getting water refill stations was a bit of a conundrum since no local company rents mobile waterfill stations, said Petitpas. We got creative and will have big 5-gallon water jugs with pumps, filled with municipal water. Reusable water bottles with festival logos will also be sold at the all-day event. La Gosier will be providing homemade iced tea cheaper if you use your own reusable drinkware, Petitpas added. I really think that these things should be the norm for all festivals, but I know that when you are on a budget, it takes conscious effort to get there for the planet. With compostable food and tableware, additional compost and recycling bins are to be provided by the township to assist the festival. Desroches shared that Tiny staff, volunteers and event organizers are optimistic that proper disposal will be upheld by attendees. For several years, Tiny events have been zero waste. The challenges lie with contamination because people throw all sorts of things into the recycling, green bins. Staff believe that the key to success is awareness and education, said Desroches, who also noted that staff are intent to bring forward future information from the Canadian Beverage Container Recycling Association at a municipal level. The Festival du Loup is taking place at 342 La Fontaine Road. W. On July 15, kicking off at 10 a.m. with the annual tractor parade. Events for all ages and musical guests will provide entertainment along with the many vendors, and La Grande Guerre des Pommes de Terre, Potato War, will take place, with the local families hashing it out, prior to a log sawing competition, according to Petitpas. The events will lead up to La Soirée du Grand Hurlement, the Big Howl, dance party in the evening. Further information on tickets and details can be found on the Festival du Loup website.